darkness. What? That was not me. But it didn't happen again. I backed out and up and away, content to go back to my flesh with the knowledge that Howler and Soulcatcher were up to some treachery that included Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night. The mood smoke exuded now, if so feeble a thing could be called a mood, was terror. And terror was out there roving the night, though it wasn't the terror that haunted my spirit steed. I caught a whiff of corruption as I moved toward my flesh. I saw nothing. I stopped, experimented, moved in a direction away from the invisible source. Maybe it caught a whiff of me. The stench grew stronger suddenly. I felt a sensation as of something unrushing. Light flickered in the ghost world. I saw Kina's hideous face for an instant, looking directly toward me, but her eyes were blind. Her nostrils flared as though she was trying to catch my wind. Smoke's terror might have been what she smelled. He fled in total panic. She is the darkness. It was more feeble this time, but it was there. It was not my imagination. Chapter 54. The old man didn't seem surprised to hear that Soulcatcher might be up to something with Howler. I wasn't counting on it, but it seemed like a possibility, he said. They've worked together for ages. We may have Long Shadow by the nuts. Somebody better have him by something if he controls the Shadow Gate. The other thing is, how could I put it? Other thing? Smoke is showing signs of personality, I think. I told him what had happened. Damn, we don't want him waking up now. He thought for a while. I don't see how we can stop it if it's happening. Better see one eye about that. Send him over. Wait! Don't leave. Tell me about the part of the fortress where Singh and the girl hide out. It turned out this was more than a passing interest. He wanted maps. I had that part of the place charted already. All I had to do was get the drawings from One Eye's dugout. I brought the little wizard along. He kept grumbling about being wakened in the middle of the night. Once the old man had what he needed, I shut the curtain to Smoke's alcove and went off to bed, leaving them to their schemes. I didn't escape Kina just by getting back to my flesh. She was waiting in my dreams. No sooner did I lie down than I found myself in the place of bones. Sara was waiting. I had no trouble recalling that she was an illusion. She looked nothing like the Sara who lived so miserably at the Vingao Gong Temple. This one was too young, too unworn, despite her pallor and the neck crook characteristic of a deceiver victim. I'd begun to suspect that Kina was slow and unimaginative, although extremely powerful. How had she gotten the angle on Lady? It was true Lady hadn't known what she was up against, and ignorance is a chink in the armor. A knowledgeable enemy can exploit at will, and of course Kina was queen of the deceivers. It no longer mattered how Kina had fooled Lady. What mattered now was that she didn't fool me. That thought left me unable to pretend that I was being deceived. I wasn't kind to the false Sara. Her flesh corrupted and melted right before me. The perfume of Kina, which was the stink of dead bodies, assailed me. A shadow in the gray distance coagulated into a four-armed black dancer, 100 feet tall, whose pounding feet threw up clouds of bone dust as she stamped and whirled. Her fangs dripped venom.